there is less office gossip going on around the country, you know, in workplaces. But this is still something that gets a lot of people into trouble. Michael Kelsheimer is an employment law expert at Looper, Reed & McGraw here in town. How are you, Michael?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. So if you are somebody who, you know, stands around the water cooler wanting to say, you know, sort of catty things about your other, you know, fellow employees, how much trouble can you really get in over that? And I would guess, you know, like with anything, it's sort of a sliding scale. Depends on who it is and what you said.
Well, you know, employment in Texas, anyway, for the most part, is at will. And what that means is you can fire somebody for good reason, bad reason, or no reason. So if they're gossiping about something that their boss doesn't like for some reason, you can pretty much let them go. Now, there's an exception to that that comes around with the National Labor Relations Act, mm-hmm. which protects people's ability to talk about the conditions of their work and things like that.
Yeah. And so what would that entail? I mean, this would be, you know, complaining about, you know, the idea that you've got poor working conditions. That doesn't really seem to be, you know, gossip as much, unless maybe you tied your boss into it somehow.
Well, you know, but it does include complaining about your boss, mm-hmm. complaining about how much you make, talking about how much you make, mm-hmm. talking about how much other people make. Mm-hmm. So those are often water cooler subjects, at least with my clients.
Sure. Yeah. It's, well, go ahead.
It's a problem, you know, and I think a lot of this gossip stuff has migrated to the internet. You know, these conversations are taking place on Facebook now.
Sure, yeah. And that's the kind of thing that is really easy for the boss to find.
That's exactly right.
Right? I mean, do you get the feeling from some of the clients you talk to and other people that, you know, they feel like, and, you know, it doesn't matter how many times we say this on the radio or anywhere else, people still feel like if they put something on their Facebook or on their Twitter, that only their friends will see it. Only the people they want to see it will see it.
It is amazing in all kinds of litigation how much information we find about people that they post on Facebook. You know, in the personal injury arena, they post pictures of themselves out doing crazy stuff when they're supposed to be hurt. In the employment arena, they post yeah. pictures of themselves out on a 3-day bender when they're supposed to be on a company trip. It's
yeah.
ridiculous.
A guy who's supposed to have a broken leg is out skiing.
That's right.
What a mess that is. All right, Michael Kelsheimer, thank you.
Appreciate it.